list.
Don't even get me started.
On the list.
Not really people. Come on, everybody.
That's right.
Sing it with me. I love Bud Light. We have not mentioned our sponsor.
No, we haven't.
In a couple episodes.
No, we haven't.
Bud Light, everybody. Bud Light Lime.
Bud Light Lime coming in hot.
I mean, if you need to find where you can get Bud Light Lime, search it on the Brave app, if you don't mind. Give it a roar on the Brave app. And it'll tell you. Actually, it doesn't track you. So
it doesn't track you. But so it may not tell you where the closest location is.
Yeah.
So
figure it out. Figure it out. Go to Bud Light's website, order it online.
There you go. I think they got a find me section. The Brave app doesn't, because it doesn't track you.
Yeah, it doesn't track you because it loves you.
You know what? We're firing on all cylinders.
Dude, we're fired up right now. It feels good to be in classic mode, you know?
Uh-huh.
We're back. We're in the same room where we started.
Trip was good.
Trip was good.
Fantastic. Trip was fun.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's nice to go back to your roots.
Go back to the roots, dude.
To the roots.
6 years and some change.
We're still going. You know, we still got 5 stars on Spotify.
We still have the best podcast in the world, and it's only getting better. Isn't that weird?
Oh yeah. I mean, soon we'll hit 100 episodes, which is crazy to think about.
That's going to be a big one, dude. We're going to have to do something.
Yeah, we're going to have to go
crack or something. That'd be fun.
That would be sick.
Let's do crack. That'd be sick.
That would be sick.
But honestly, we could do something hard.
Yeah. like crack.
We could do something like that. Yeah.
Woo, woo, woo. Episode 100.
Yeah. Just wait, everybody.
Oh, man.
So I'm trying to think.
I mean,
you got any? We did the recap last.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think of someone to throw on that we haven't.
Mm-hmm. Now that we have a new, now that we sort of know.
Yeah, that we know who's on.
Who is exactly on.
You know, I don't know. I, like, honestly don't know. Like,
it's one of those things.
It's hard to, like, come up off the top of my head. Like, someone that I'm just, like, not...
You know what it is? Honestly, I feel like if you caught me at noon, I'd probably have 5 or 6 names. Yeah. There's something about nighttime. We're relaxing. We're having fun.
We're just chilling.
I ain't even worried about it.
Unless we're thinking about it. Like, it's... Yeah. You
know? I was thinking maybe Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh, yes.
I'm not a fan of...
No, yeah, we talked about that.
I'm just not a fan of his. Kiefer, sorry,
buddy.
Your dad's not on. Donald's a nice guy, Donald's but Kiefer great. Is on.
Kiefer,
brother.
You can just
he's done.
Yeah. Shit. I don't remember what episode number this is. Whatever. Kiefer. How do you spell Kiefer? Is it K?
I think it's like Keith, but F
K E R I F E R.
It's like Kiefer.
F E 2 F's.
Yeah, I think
two F's. No, it's 2 F's.
2 F's?
Yeah.
I thought it 2 F's. I thought it'd be 1.
No, it auto-corrected his name.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
He's that famous?
He's that famous.
Is he the only Kiefer in the world?
Surely,
right?
I'm Googling Kiefer now.
It's me, Jack Bauer.
Dude.
Just kidding, he's American.
Dude, that show... Fucking,
my parents loved that show.
I hated that shit.
Dude,
it was
sucked.
So annoying.
24, it was trash. Dude, it kept coming back.
And I was like, okay. At the beginning, I was like, okay, each episode's an hour. But then I was like, there's no fucking way. Like, you're not. I'm too smart.
Yeah.
You're not going to fool me.
Yeah.
I'm a little kid, but I'm too smart for this
beep,
show.
Beep.
Oh.
Beep.
Dude.
Beep, you heard always do that?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Fuck that show.
That
show
sucks.
Kiefer, the president has been taken.
And it's the Allstate guy?
Yeah.
The Allstate guy was the president on that show.
The whole time.
Yeah.
Fuck. Fuck that show.
That show sucks so bad. My parents loved it, obviously. They love shitty stuff like that.
Oh, man. But this episode, yeah, we're talking about predicting the future.
Because I think we probably both have some really good ideas as to what's going to go down.
Yeah, and also, like, it's going to be interesting to talk about things that try to predict the future.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, yeah. The one that comes into my mind is, like, the whole, like, Back to the Future thing.
Oh, yeah.
When, like, you know, like...
Mm-hmm. The shoes.
Yeah, the shoes.
That tied themselves. The
Yeah.
And then the Pepsis that came out of the counter in the neat little bottles.
Those bottles look cool.
They did look cool. Yeah. And they looked delicious. And I think you know that.
I don't know about that. But they look cool. And then, like, the Cubs won the World Series. That was, like, a big thing.
Yeah, who predicted that?
That was on Back to the Future.
That year? Was it the same year?
I don't know if it was the same year.
I don't know what year he was in that movie. This is Back to the Future 2?
Yeah, 2015 maybe. I think they maybe won it in 2016.
Whoa, close enough.
Maybe. It's somewhere, yeah, but...
That's crazy.
And just, you know, all the
yeah.
movies and shows that predict, like, flying cars and shit. Like, do you like, really think, like, in our lifetime we're going to see a flying car?
No, not in our lifetime. No way. I say no way.
There's no... Like, we can't even get, like, a electric car that can drive, like, 400 miles.
It can't. It's not going to happen.
There's no way.
Honestly, God, like a really, really good electric car is still probably like 20 years away.
Much less
a flying car. At least you got to figure traffic out, not just the car. The car doesn't just have to work. You got to figure out traffic.
You're thinking of the fucking right things.
What the fuck?
You got to think.
Where do you put the lights? You got to make floating lights now?
Yes.
That's crazy.
There's a reason we're friends.
You don't drive on the left side of the sky. You drive on the right side of the sky.
But then, like, what?
There's no lanes.
There's no lanes?
Oh, but in these movies, it's just so easy. They just know. And there's no lines or guidelines, and they're just going. It's fucking stupid.
You know what's another funny thing that's like that to think about?
What?
It's like movies where there's, like, tubes.
That would come quicker than a flying car. I think tubes would be a quicker process than a flying car. Honestly.
I think so too, but
honestly,
I don't think I would want to do it. I'd be afraid of getting stuck in a tube.
Yeah, I don't want to Augustus glute myself. I don't want to get stuck in a tube. That would suck because also it's like, I mean, people vary in size. You got to, like, find the right tube because it can't just be a giant thing.
No, because then, like, you're going to be bouncing around.
You'll be bouncing around. You'll die in there.
Yeah. You're going to get a concussion. You're going to concuss yourself.
This fucking ping pong ball through that tube. Land at work, just busted up and dead.
Just a pulp, a bloody pulp at work.
He was too small for the tube. can't take a tube to work.
Holy shit! Oh,
yeah. Well, they'll probably just have to make tubes for weight classes, and then we'll just have to do it that way. But I still, even with that, I think that's quicker than a flying car.
Oh my god!
I don't think flying cars are even in the next, like, if flying cars were around in 125 years, I would be surprised. Okay. I don't think we're even close.
Yeah, I mean, but again, here's one of those things, like, you know,
damn shame. We were told that they'd be here quicker.
We were. Like in all, like, the spy movies, you know, there's, like, a car that turns into, like, a boat. Or, like, a submarine.
Yes.
Car that, like, turns into, like, a submarine.
They did make those, but they weren't, like, real, like, actually available.
That's the thing. Like, they make them, and it's just, like, a one-off.
I think it was bitch guy made them. That Richard Bronson, the Virgin Mobile guy, or Virgin Airline, whatever, the Virgin guy.
Yeah.
He, like, made a car that, like, could technically turn into a boat that technically goes.
That's the thing.
And
like,
that's it.
They're not actually functioning.
They're not
It's
awesome.
Just, like, but if you, like, get out and, like, spend 2 hours, like, fixing it, it's a car.
Yeah, right.
You know?
It's like you couldn't just full speed with your boys drive into the ocean and be like, we're cruising, boys. That's what we want to see. Mm-hmm. That's the shit we've seen on TV.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't want to fucking be like, oh, hold on, the wheels are...
Dude, James Bond's been around for what? Since the 70s? Like, get the people who created that.
Right.
Get them together.
What the fuck?
Do some stuff.
Yeah. But that's the thing is that, like, not only are all of these things so far away from being made, but, like, how much further will it have to be until you can actually get it?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Millionaires, billionaires first, and then...
Oh, yeah.
And
I
then
mean,
the wealthy, for, and then...
Probably for like 20 years.
The upper middle class, and then maybe us.
Yeah. I mean, well, honestly, what's going to happen is we're going to be walking around and see like, shoo! Yeah. Like, whoa, what does he do? That's what will happen. Yeah. We'll see a car go over, and it'll be like when you see a Lamborghini on the road. Uh-huh. You're like, oh, the fuck is that? He must be on a basketball team or something. This guy must be a professional athlete or some shit.
The only thing we got now is ducks, and they kill people.
Oh, man. Thanks to the ducks, man. I feel so bad that those people died on a duck.
Me too.
I never, ever went on a duck.
I didn't either.
This is Branson, right? Is that Branson exclusive?
That's Hot Springs. You can get them.
Oh, then it's not exclusive then. Okay. I always knew of them from Branson.
Oh, I only knew them from Hot Springs.
Oh, wow. Okay, so ducks are everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, so ducks. So the ducks' vehicles was like a bus with cages for windows. That's where they fucked up. Was the cage windows?
Uh-huh.
And then one of them, and they like you could drive it in, and it'll just float like a boat.
Yeah.
And one of them sank, and nobody could get out because they have cage windows.
Yeah.
Killed a bunch of people. Uh-huh. Took them off the market.
Yeah. I mean, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you know.
I mean, that's a huge tragedy, but it's like, isn't it weird that they didn't just say, like, okay, we'll take the cage windows off?
Yeah, so people can get out.
Could you imagine, like, the first car accident? They'd be like, wrap them up. Cars are dead, everybody. We're done with them.
Yeah.
We're done with that. First plane crash, it's like, hey, you're driving from now on, fella. You know? Wait, didn't just a door fly off of an airplane?
Mm-hmm. And some chick's shirt flew off.
What? And twins! Ah, love! Quarterback's eating dirt! That sounds like a beer commercial.
Yeah. It was like a teen girl, and she was like, came,
oh, okay. She came, she, don't throw that fact in after.
She came out, and she was like, yeah, my shirt flew off. It got sucked out the window. And they were
what
like,
the hell?
And they made a big deal of it. Like,
yeah.
But like, I don't know why they made it. I guess just because their shirt came up.
Weird. Yeah. That part was just in the news. Like,
yeah.
Duh.
It was like a few days after. It was like,
yeah.
Teen girl whose shirt flew off speaks. And it was like, wait.
What the fuck? Why is that even in the...
It was like, why? Wait, y'all didn't say... Why are y'all talking about it now? Like,
if the news is that a door flew off of an airplane that's in flight, I wouldn't think that detail would make it in.
It made it in.
Made it in. Very weird. Very strange. What airline was this?
It was I don't remember what airline, but it was just like a Boeing, like 767 or something like that.
Okay.
So like they got, I guess, that model of plane,
mm-hmm.
and they like inspected all of them, and they found that like 9 or 10 of them were like missing some bolts or something, or the bolts were like loose or something. So they like, you know, inspected them and I think they're okay. I don't know. But
damn,
the two people who were supposed to be sitting there, they weren't on the plane. They missed their flight. So people are speculation.
Who was it? Mark Wahlberg?
I don't know.
Seth MacFarlane?
Oh, God.
No, I'm sorry. That was, Seth MacFarlane actually missed his flight. He was supposed to be on one of the 9/11 planes. Mark Wahlberg didn't miss his flight. He just said, if I would have been on that plane, it would have been different.
Yeah. He would have beat them all to a pulp.
People get mad at Mark Wahlberg, but it's like, that's what he would say.
Yeah, of course.
That's what Mark Wahlberg says. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Nothing would have been different.
Trust me, if I'd have been on that plane, things would have gone real different.
That dude's 5'2". Nothing's going to go differently.
Oh, Mark, dog.
No, damn. I know.
It's so fun. What a crazy thing to say.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing.
Trust me.
Dude,
if I'd been on that plane, things like, would have been real different.
Think about the confidence you had to have to say, I could have stopped 9/11.
If Mark,
I was on that plane, I would have stopped
9/11. Yeah. Because, I mean, like, at this time, he was... I mean, this is a pre-Italian job.
Italian club.
Pre-Italian
club.
He wasn't even in the Italian club yet. So, I'm trying to think. Okay, so we were on a really good thing with the tubes and flying cars. What else we got?
So, I thought, we kind of got sidetracked, but I was thinking, you know, like, now they have, because a few years ago, like, it was all the rage to, like, kind of get into it. But now there's like fucking jetpacks, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
you know, with but they have them like it's like.
Is there the ones in the water?
There's those. Like floating around?
Look like a Spider-Man villain,
kinda. But I saw today on Twitter, and it was like people at like an F1 track, and they weren't in water; they were just on concrete. and they had a big backpack, and they had things on their arms, and they were racing.
Oh, what, like real jetpacks that were really like going off?
Yeah, like not obviously like whenever you see a movie that's like jetpacks, not that.
Yeah, obviously. That's obviously, like a jet engine on your back. Yeah. That'll burn this you to
is,
death.
This is like, yeah, let me, I gotta see if I can find it. But
okay.
But you know, like it's wild. Like all the things like as a kid, you know, you like watch movies and you're like, man, we'll never have that. But it's like, just put it in production. Like you thought
even,
of it.
Well, even
like
when,
you guys thought of it in this movie. Like,
how could somebody not go for that?
Go.
Because it, what? It's in 2001, Space Odyssey, there's like flat screen TVs. And that was like 30 years before that ever.
Yeah.
No, I mean, shit, flat screen 3D. That was probably 40 years before that ever happened. It's like, damn, this dude had it. These are jetpacks?
Yeah, watch them. Hang on.
Okay. Oh, look, whoa, whoa, whoa. For real?
Yeah.
That's a real jetpack?
I mean, they got like hand. They got like the jets also in their hands, and they kind of look stupid. But I mean,
yeah, I mean, they look dumb as shit. They're total dorks, but that's kind of crazy.
It's a jetpack.
Hey, it's a jetpack.
We're getting closer.
We're getting close.
Maybe in our future. Maybe we'll get
jetpacks might be before everything.
I think so.
I didn't expect that. I did not expect jetpacks to be all the other stuff.
No.
But I guess so.
That'd be sick.
It looks like it.
Yeah. But there's also, not to go constantly back to Back to the Future, but like there's a thing in Back to the Future 2 where like they're all around, like they're in his home and she's like, let's make a pizza. And they pop it in the like, and it's like a little pack. She like opens it up and the pieces like that. She pops it in for like 15 seconds.
And it
hydrates
it. Oh, it's like a reverse shrinky dink.
Yeah, hydrates it to like a full size pizza.
Oh,
shit. And Pizza Hut brand, too. Pizza Hut pizza.
Okay. What if, holy shit, what if shrinky dinks did that?
That'd be sick.
Shrinky dinks invented making it small. Now we got to make the machine that makes it fucking big again.
Make it big again.
That's very sick. Mm-hmm. Storage?
I'm gonna get a hat that says that. Make it big again.
Make it big again. Yeah. Just a cabinet full of shit, and you're like, yo, this is like years worth of food.
Of food.
This
yeah.
is shrinky dink food. This is nothing.
Years of food.
Yeah. This is an Italian club.
Yeah.
It's the Italian club.
Yo, I'm in the Italian
this
club.
The Italian club.
Yo.
I'll put this in the microwave, and it'll be a full sandwich. Could you imagine how
sick
that would be?
Sick.
That's some good shit right there. I like that a lot.
That would be cool.
I'm a big fan of that idea.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I mean, you know, like, we've got things that, as kids, we never thought we would have that I don't think we need, like, fridges with TVs in them and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it funny?
Fridges that you can go up to and be
that
like.
That is such a good point,
like,
dude.
Like, knock on.
We
And then it goes clear or something.
We
you can see in it.
That, like a TV with a fridge, because those exist, and I remember seeing those come out and thinking, like, that's the future.
That's the future.
I go to the kitchen and watch TV. And it's like,
no, why?
We completely bypassed that. Nobody ever needed that.
No.
Nobody wanted that.
Uh-huh.
I think one thing that was like predicting the future in my mind was hit clips.
Oh, dude.
I thought that was the future
of
music.
That's revolutionary.
I thought that was the future of music.
Hit clips were ahead of their time.
Because I was a child, I didn't realize that music was going to eventually be nothing. It was going to be, you know, MP3s. It was going to be just nothing. It was digital. I didn't know that was going to happen. So I was like, this is the smallest way you can get music, and this is it. This is the future.
I remember going to McDonald's all the time when hit clips were out.
I found my hit clips the other day.
Did you really?
How about you check?
No way.
Yep. Guaranteed. Dude, I promise you. I had NSYNC. I had a Backstreet Boys. I had an Aaron Carter. I think I might have had two NSYNCs. And Hit Me Baby One More Time's in there.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Plus, go on eBay and look around. You'll find, like, deeper cut hits that you don't remember that I was like, oh, that's tight.
Man.
Hit clips are sick.
That's sick. Yo, you want the Bud Light or you want the other one?
I'll take the Bud Light.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Okay. Otherwise, I'm going to need a Tums if I have another one of these.
Oh, yeah. Barry Punch.
There you go, brother.
Yeah, no, hit clips. Hit clips.
Again, I thought that was the future.
And the fact that, like, again, in my mind, like, as a small kid, like, that was, like, you know, over my head, like we are in the future.
Because, you know, like.
And then you can go to McDonald's and get them.
That's where I got them all. Was that's at McDonald's. The thing.
It's like
the only place I got them was McDonald's.
This is like literally new technology that I've never seen as a
another
kid.
Reason.
And the place I go to get them is McDonald's.
And this is another reason why McDonald's is fucking up,
dude.
People need to have moments like that at McDonald's again.
Yes. Okay. I see.
People need to go into McDonald's and get cool shit like that.
Yes.
To me, McDonald's is magic.
Oh yeah.
And now it's fucking boring.
Yeah.
We went to a McDonald's on our trip. I mean, it was delicious food, but it's just a boring looking place.
Yeah,
it ain't cool. Mm-hmm. Ain't no hamburger.
No.
Oh, another thing.
Speaking of, do you remember when Burger King had like their crew? They had like their, you know, like
kids. Mascots?
Yeah.
And I only know the
like
King.
One kid had like Cyclops glasses, and one kid was in like a futuristic wheelchair. Dude, no.
I don't remember that at all.
You know?
No.
I'm going to look it up real quick.
Damn.
Yeah.
Do you, what was another? I feel like there was another thing I was going to say. Oh, do you remember the first time you saw somebody that had an MP3 player?
I don't remember the first time I saw somebody, but I remember going to CompUSA and seeing
one?
Seeing, like, the iPods and stuff.
Oh, the first one you saw was an iPod? Uh-huh. I bet that was life-changing,
and I was
bro.
Like, what?
That's crazy shit. Did I?
Yeah, Kid Vid up here.
Oh, I guess I always assumed that was just
that
show Recess
from Magic School Bus and
yeah, I thought okay,
yeah, they have their own kids.
Weird.
Yeah.
Did that run very long? Probably not.
I don't remember Burger King Kids Club, but yeah, like that was and I also remember like getting phones like you know like. Whenever, like, my first phone was, like, a Nokia phone.
Yeah,
that you
could
change the faceplate on. That was it.
Yeah.
You could play Snake.
A banger of a phone.
Yeah.
Dope
indestructible.
Phone.
You could
best
play
phone.
Snake, and that was it. And then, like, the next phone I got, like, had, like, a camera on it.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, it also had, like a...
Flip with a camera? Was it flip?
I think so.
Okay.
But then it also had a spot where you could put, like, a memory card. And you put music on the memory card.
Yeah, okay,
so
I remember
then,
this.
And
yes,
so then I had like five songs on like this memory card.
And you're like, holy shit, I can play some songs
on
here.
I can play some songs. And then I had a phone that wasn't a flip, but it was like this. And then it spun around.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And so it spun like this.
Mm-hmm.
And you could put more songs on that phone.
Yeah.
So then I would just walk home from school in like high school and like... have my phone and just like play songs on my way to like way home,
dance in the hallway,
and like it didn't have a spot for like a headphone jack or anything.
You're
so I was just like
loud.
Listening out loud, like to you know,
built by me,
yeah.
No, I didn't sing that.
Yeah,
I don't know like what the future. I mean, as far as like what the future will be past that, because you know, I mean, I remember shout out to one of my favorite dogs of all time, Whit Pruitt. First dude I knew that had an MP3 player, and I remember listening to songs that I don't even like, and being like, this is such a special moment. I was like, I felt appreciative. I was like, you'll let me listen to this? And he's like, yes. And I was listening to it, and I was like, I'll never have one of these.
Oh, man.
Like, I was that convinced. Yeah. A friend of mine had one, and I was like, I'll never have this magic.
That's amazing.
Of an MP3 player, and then, you know, years down the road, we all... Is it gonna? I don't want. I mean, not to be like fucking Mr. Conspiracy guy. Is it gonna be like a chip or something? I don't want that shit.
I don't either. I think we peaked with the iPod that has the screen where you could watch a movie on it.
Video iPod.
Top notch. We peaked there.
Top notch.
I had like one of the first iPods, and I remember I had it in like ninth grade.
Yeah.
And like we went on a band trip, and I had it.
Uh-huh.
And I was like listening to it, and these kids were like, "He's such an idiot for bringing that." Like,
what?
Because they were like, "It's so expensive. Like,
oh,
it's gonna get damaged."
Someone's gonna, yeah.
And I was like, "No, I'm just listening to my iPod."
Yeah.
Like, and then you know, I was just like, obviously, like it cost a bunch of money, and like paid for it like by myself.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, I'm not gonna let anybody like mess with it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, you know, I'm not gonna like pass it around or whatever.
Yeah.
But like, they were like, That's so dumb.
That's
like,
so
it's so
dumb
expensive.
To do
that. Like,
yeah.
why is he bringing it? You know.
Uh huh.
And you know, now everyone has a fucking thing in their pocket.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
But like again, I think we peaked with the video iPod. I wish I had one.
That was like that was all we needed.
I've looked multiple times, like on eBay, for a video iPod.
You can't find one?
No, I can, but at the same time, I'm second guessing because I'm like,
you gotta have an old cord.
That's yeah, because I'm like, I want to connect it to my car, and it would be, you know,
like a pain in the ass.
Like a Bluetooth thing, I'd have to do something else, and yeah.
That's another thing that sucks. Even if you want to go back, even if you don't want to be a part of the future anymore, mm-hmm. it's like impossible. It's mm-hmm. like there's nothing you can do.
Yeah, because
there's no car with a CD player.
You've talked about you would give that phone up.
I want to in really a heartbeat, bad.
You've talked about it multiple times.
I want to really bad. I want to have like. That was part of the reason I got the tablet, or asked for the tablet for Christmas from my wife. Thank you very much. Was that like I wanted to have like a thing where it's like, here's where I can keep all my shit.
Yeah.
All my emails, all my shit. I can keep this here.
And then
like I can just have a regular phone.
Yeah.
But it's like impossible. It's like mm-hmm. you can't get anything to work.
Yeah.
You know, if I like,
you were probably the last person I knew who had a flip phone.
Yeah.
Or whatever that phone you had.
LG Shine. Was slider. It a flip phone?
Slide. Yeah.
It was a slider. It had a mirror on the outside. Uh-huh. Pretty cool. Check yeah. my face out.
Yeah. You were stoked
on
that.
My teeth. It was sick.
Yeah.
I just like, I don't know. I don't know. Because like this is, I guess, fine. I guess. I've had it for a long time. We all have. But like, I'm afraid of what's coming up. Like, yeah. That's going to suck way more.
I mean... You know, it's like we were talking about like tubes and flying cars,
mm-hmm.
but you know, there's so many shows and things where movies where like there's a chip, mm-hmm. you know, and people are like doing that. So like,
maybe it won't happen.
We kind of have seen, you know, mm-hmm. what it would be like. But
And there's been some failures like that, like Google Glass.
Yeah, that sucked.
That was supposed to be like you wear this all day and your whole life is uh-huh. Minority Report.
Blah, yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Bling. And sliding that, shit.
Yeah.
It failed. Completely
and
failed.
And now Apple's coming out with their like Apple Vision thing.
Yeah.
That comes out this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's like VR glasses, but like you can see through them and it's like, oh, like I mean, you know.
Is anybody going to want that?
I don't know. And there's like $3,500.
Fuck that shit. You know that actually.
You know what I could get for $3,500?
What?
Probably 3 years in a fucking free tube.
Oh, dude. Probably, you could build your.
Probably a 3-year subscription to Tube anywhere I want.
Dude, could you imagine if you were the first person to build your own tube? You're like, yeah, I gotta take my tube to work. Everyone else is in traffic. Yeah. You're like, shoom.
Shoom. I'll be hang on, guys.
Your suit jacket has holes in the sides and shit. Oh. It's essentially like Wild River Country. Slide without the water. It burns and shit.
Oh my god.
The thought of how painful that would be.
Yeah, it's 8:29. Where's Chase? Here I am. 8:30. Here I am.
Chase can't work here anymore. Why? It's like, well, in the 3 days that he's used the tube, he has CTE. He can no longer work here. He can't tell anybody apart anymore. He's fucked up.
I'd have to tell them, hey, I'm installing a tube in here. What? You're doing what now? No, it's okay. My tube was just going
to
show up.
Yeah, they have to have like an emergency landing from somebody jumping off a building, like one of those. They have to have that there. You just shoot it, dude. I'm here.
Yeah, here. Hey, guys.
You know, but like the good thing about the future, I think, this is what I'm holding on to, or what I really, really hope happens, is that like, I think, you know, people kind of work in opposites. So yeah. It's like, I think we're gonna have a generation that's really into like physical shit, analog shit. Oh, I think so shit. Too. And also another thing I'm really excited about in the future. I think this is gonna come quicker than we think. I think stuff's gonna get a lot like cleaner. I think.
What do you mean?
Cleaner wasn't the right way to say that. Okay. I think like more like appropriate.
Oh yes. I think,
because right now we're in like the OnlyFans, do your thing, like you know, we're just in a very like sexual and dirty, and people are saying shit on TV and stuff. I think we're gonna cycle back a bit, and I'm kind of looking forward to that. I think
more modest.
I think so. It'll be like refreshing. It'll remind us of our childhood a little bit of like, because I've been watching, I told you, I've been watching like old sitcoms on Roku and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really nice to see something that's like fine, like nothing's really that bad, and it's entertaining.
Yeah.
And you can have like your kids watching it without being like, you don't have to. Because like I can't, the average show on any streaming network, I couldn't watch with my kids in the room.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because, like, I mean, like, now in streaming days, it's just like, there's just straight up, like, fucking pussy on a TV show. And you're like, what the hell? Yeah. I'm used to Home Improvement. This is fucking crazy. You know, I'm kind of looking forward to that. I think it would be kind of nice for things to go back to, like, that. I think it would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
I think we will. I mean, I don't know if, like, records are like the indication, but you know, like,
oh, I mean, business is booming.
It's going crazy. Like, you know, CDs drop, you know, like they were the thing and they like started dropping and you know, like,
I bet they'll make a comeback. I bet CDs will make a comeback.
I think they will too. And I think they're starting to,
cause like the 2000s is now the nostalgic.
And you know, I saw this week that Best Buy is getting rid of all their physical media.
Ooh.
Like out of their stores, like no more physical media.
Yeah.
So like, but I think I've seen a lot of backlash on that because of like people trying to find certain shows or you know, or like they'll buy something on like Amazon or Apple or whatever, and they're like, I bought this movie, and then like they don't have access to that movie anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So like I think people are really starting to like go back to like physical like movies and things. And you know, like you said, like nostalgia, like the kids who are growing up now, like they want to be in like the 90s or the 2000s.
Yeah.
So like I think they're gonna
their earliest memories, you know, we're talking about like people who are like damn near adults now. Their earliest memories were like, I remember my parents putting in a Blu-ray.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, and not only that, actually, if I'm predicting the future, I'll go ahead and give you guys a hint right now. If Best Buy is getting rid of all their physical media, buy.
Oh, yeah.
Buy it all. Because you know it's going to be either just given away or dirt cheap.
Or go to the dumpster. Dumpster dive.
Just get any of that, because that'll be worth something. Yeah. Keep that and resell it later. Buy any of that shit you can. Uh-huh. If we're at that point where stores are like, we don't keep anything like that, get it.
And like, what's at that point, like, what's the point? Like, what's in your store?
Mm-hmm.
You got some TVs, you got some fridges, like you got some phones.
Yeah.
But you don't have any movies.
That's like, what Best Buy was for growing up.
And that's the thing. Yeah. Like,
and also it's like, you know, somebody, I was listening to Red Bar. He was talking about it. Like, he's like, well, you know, if Amazon owns a show.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, like Prime TV or whatever, they own a show, and then they're just like, oh yeah, we don't have that anymore. Well, now it's gone.
Yeah. And like,
so if you can't ever find it physically, then it is gone.
And like, with that's like kind of, you know, like WB, like they came into hot water. That's probably when they hired Tom Cruise, because they came into hot water this year because they like paid to have that Coyote versus Acme movie. Did you hear about that?
Coyote versus Acme. Oh, the Coyote Roadrunner. Versus Roadrunner.
Yeah. It was like a Roger Rabbit situation. Like, it was
people and cartoons.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And the movie was done, and then they scrapped it for a tax write off. And people flipped out and made them like sell the movie to other people because they were like, this is like, it's ridiculous that like they put all this work into it, and then you're just gonna like not release it and delete it for a tax write-off.
Mm-hmm.
And like everyone flipped out. It was like, what's going on? Like, and that was like the second or third movie that they did that to. Like that.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously I would never watch it, but there was like that Batwoman show.
Yes, that's right. That, yeah. Like, Keaton was supposed to be in that.
Yeah.
Right?
Was scrapped on that. And like
completely scrapped,
you know? So it's like, what are y'all doing that? Like, you know,
That's
things need to be released. Like there needs to be, there always needs to be a physical copy release.
Well, like, obviously, there's going to, I don't know, and maybe people thought this when fucking the Model T was made. But in my mind, it's like there's got to be a limit at some point. And once you feel like you're getting to the limit of like where you can go technology wise or consumer wise, it's going to come back. And that's like, if it comes back gradually, that's cool. But if it comes back to where it's like, oh shit, hits the fan, the internet doesn't work anymore, we're all fucked.
Yeah.
That's bad.
And
you know?
I think that's where we're at. I think we're like in a spot where like, we want to go forward, but like the kids and the youth are like coming back to like the physical, and I think it's gonna do that. I think it's gonna do a slow like forward back until we get to a spot where like then we're at the next evolution of whatever. Because
kids love doing shit that their parents aren't. So if your parents are like absolute dorks that are like everything's like. You know, everything is completely like digitized or whatever. I imagine there's going to be kids that are like, no, I want to.
Yeah.
I actually have a VCR in my room. I'm like, mom and dad.
Oh, yeah.
I get the titty tape in there. I get the titty tape in my room.
Yeah,
there's nothing you can do about it, mom. I've got the titty tape.
Lots of titties. Oh,
man. Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to. Any other like predictions? The main one that I think is I think things will get more
modest.
I think that will happen.
Yeah.
I honestly think so.
Yeah.
Any other prediction is more fun for me.
I hope it happens, but with like an air of like not being like everyone needs to. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't want it to be like a political.
Oh, no. No. That's the thing. I think it'll be a movement that gradually happens.
I don't want it to be like a political thing, like everybody needs, you know.
No, it'll never do that. Because honestly, like, you know, most politicians aren't like that these days. No. They're kind of dirty.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, I mean, kind of, I mean, in the private life, very. But like out in public, they try to be cool.
Yeah.
They want your attention. So I think it'll, no, I think it'll be a cultural movement that goes to where it's like, let's just chill out.
Yeah.
And I'm really into that. I think that'll be really, really nice.
Yeah, we got kind of deep on that one.
Yeah, I didn't mean to. Sorry.
No, it's fine.
What's another funny? Let's talk about tubes. What's another funny tube? What's another funny tube thing?
Oh,
we started off strong on that one.
Strong with tubes, man. That was funny. Holy shit.
Do you think that time travel, teleportation, I don't think any of that is ever going to happen, right?
I don't think so. I mean, that'd be sick. But
do you think in the future we're ever going to live on another planet? I don't think so.
I don't think we will live on one, but I hope to see in my lifetime them go to another planet. And if they put people on that, like put people on, because there was talk a few years ago of them, like that was the thing. Like they were having the Mars mission and it was a stay mission. Like, you signed up.
Yes.
You
were going and
you were
going
to stay. You weren't coming back. I would love to see that in my lifetime.
I don't know if that'll ever happen. Do you think so?
I don't know. But I would love to see it in my lifetime.
It's always a bunch of talk.
Because that would be, I mean, obviously, like, that's our moon landing if it happens.
Well, if our moon landing's debated, do you think? No, honestly.
No.
Like, do you think you would believe it if they were to tell you, like, oh, they're up there and they're fine?
I am, yeah. 100%.
You think if they were to report?
I'm going
to
believe it. I if I see it on the TV
that they're gonna, on Mars and they'll
100%.
You think so?
I'm going to.
Ah, man, I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
I will choose to believe it because
choose. Okay, I got you on that. Because you would like to see that.
If I'm tuning in I'm seeing it happen and like they're on Mars, I'm going to be like, holy shit, we made it. I'm not going to be that's fake. You know, I'm going to be like,
that's me in a heartbeat, brother. You know me. I'll be like, bullshit.
Well, we'll have.
Who made this? Ridley Scott?
We'll have a lot to discuss on that episode.
I don't think other planets are real, just to let y'all know. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know about that. I definitely don't think time travel, I don't know if that'll ever.
I don't think so either.
That's like it's like fantasy, I guess, right?
Yeah.
It's like superhero shit.
Wouldn't people be popping up?
True. Oh my gosh, that's the smartest thing you've ever said. I didn't even think about that. Would have already known, right?
People be popping up like crazy, right?
Be like, oh, there he is.
Yeah.
Like South Park.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, people be popping up like crazy.
That's a good
left or right.
Point. I'm dumb as hell. That's a good point. Yeah, we would have already known. I'd have seen him.
Oh, man.
Oh, well, that's all I got.
Well, that was a good one.
I hope so.
I loved it. I thought that was great. I think we got into it.
That was probably the deepest discussion we've ever had on this show. That was nice.
Oh, well, thanks for listening. Like us, leave us a review.
Please do.
And
be safe in your tubes.
Catch you on the... Yeah, be safe in your tubes.